Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM, Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I don't fault anybody for getting a divorce or staying together. It's you decided that this is more important to me than a marriage, and you made that decision. And we can't go back and say childish, because that, to me, that door is going to swing both ways. That
says, absolutely. I own my part in all of it.
You should have had that energy when he said it the first time.
When he said what?
If this guy says, hey, I'm going to leave you if this don't happen.
He did say that.
Is that important? Oh, well, I mean, I guess I'm just throwing things out there.
Yeah, you did. You're making up stuff again.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's how I told you. You got that little...
Huh?
You're not a man, but you got that little thing on you.
I do. It's a big one.
She said it's big.
Listen, can I say this on own?
It's probably
I get
thing.
Big D energy.
You get
real
D energy.
BDE.
She's like a beta man, and I give her that.
Where's the man that can bring the woman out of me?
Ooh. Well, that's not my thing. I'm married. So I'm not even leaving her.
Well, there you go.
Woo! That little back and forth between Destiny Williams and Marsaw Scott from the latest reunion episode of Love and Marriage Huntsville had a lot of people raising their eyebrows. Destiny's boss lady persona, Big D energy, and saying needing a man to bring the woman out of her was something. Well, the boss lady attitude seems to be a thing right now for a lot of women, but what impact might it have on your relationship at home? Is it a problem? Or is it not? Oh, joining me to hash this out, our author and motivational speaker, Dr. Sharon Allison Oddie, and New York Times best-selling author and journalist, Omar Tyree. And you, our listeners, lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You are certainly welcome to tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Dr. Sharon, thank you for joining us. Omar, thank you so much for joining the conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Sharon, let me ask you first, why does it seem that there's always an issue when a woman has a dominating personality in the relationship? Do you believe that the boss lady persona is a problem for women at home?
Definitely, and I am a boss. I am a CEO. I am a professional. And that's what I am professionally. But when I am home, I am a woman. In relationships, I am a woman. And guess what? I don't aspire to be a man. I don't have to mimic men. I don't have to set myself up to be quote-unquote wrong and that whole foolishness. You know, I am a physician, so let me just say it is impossible for a woman to have a BD. Let's just keep it real. I can't stand that term. And why should we want to emulate that? And yes, women should embrace their womanhood, however they define it. But we don't have to emulate men.
Omar, you're married to a woman who, you know, has a strong boss lady persona.
And she's from D.C. too.
Well, then that explains it. Yeah. love a D.C. woman, but
right.
But does that come across at home? If you don't mind my asking, what does your wife do?
Well, she's a teacher now at the college level, communications, mass communications. So he's a boss in that capacity, you know, moved on up. And, she's one of those dominant teachers. But, again, I'm from Philadelphia. My mother was a boss lady. And when she came home, she dealt with a 6'4" West Philadelphian man. And so she chose that man, and she dealt with that man in a certain way. So when she come home, it's still her man. So that relationship was outside of her workforce.
Right.
So if you met the dude on a job or something, but now when you come home, the same thing with me. I'm not going to come home if I'm a football player or something. I'm not going to come home and treat my woman the way I treat the dudes at the job. So this right here, it's about maturity in a relationship where you got two adults who know how to treat each other. It's the same thing if you look at a girl that likes one guy and don't like the other guy. She treats the dude that she don't like dirt. But the guy she likes, it totally changes. And we can see that from kindergarten, man, when girls like a boy, how they treat him versus how they treat the boys they don't like. So this is all about television, man. He watches television shows, and they have to create the drama. But in real life, humans understand how they need to work with each individual human. And a woman that has a boss persona, if she wants to be in a relationship, she's going to pick a man who can deal with whatever personality she has on or off the job, because that's always going to be her dude. So that's what we're talking about here, maturity in a relationship. And, you know, to be honest, with me having such a dominant personality myself, I can't have a woman that's weak and passive, because it'd be a situation where I'm not balanced in my own household. So I have to have a woman who can take what I give, and then that woman can push stuff to me, and then I got to take what she give, and then we say, all right, let's go get something to eat. And we cool. See, that's how relationships last.
So
Omar, I'm glad that you said that you would be able to take what a woman, quote-unquote, gives. And balance. I think that is key. And a couple sets their own tone. But we also need to hit it on what happens if you're not married. What happens if you're seeking a man or a woman? How do you deal with that in this persona? I'm sorry, Harold, I interrupted you.
No, please go ahead, because I think that is one of the things that I was going to speak on. But please go right ahead.
Well, it's, you know, I do a lot of stuff, and one of the things I do is something called Beautiful Woman Inside and Out, which is an empowerment series for women. We don't have to back up from being women. When I was in med school, they said, why are you wearing heels? Why are you wearing a dress? Just be in scrubs. And you, sometimes society wants us not to be women. They want us as professionals to be hardcore like the men. And why I love men, you all are not my goals. Mm-hmm. My goal is to be the best me that I can be, and that also encompasses the nurturing part of me, the womanly parts of me, and not that there is a set defined role, but you have to, I love what Omar said about balance. You have to know what you're working with. I say that all the time, and who you're working with. And I don't need to be the boss at work, make all the decisions, and then come home and do the same doggone thing. I need a break. And I need a soft place to land. And so that's why I have such opposition to people talking about boss chicks. And you'll meet guys who think, oh, you're all this. You're a CEO. You're all this. So you have to be hardcore. No, I am a woman. I am a boss at work. I am a woman that can handle my business at home. But I am a woman. And I love it.
Yeah. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the boss lady persona, the Big D energy. This, of course, coming from a comment made by Destiny Williams to Marceau Scott during the latest reunion episode of Love and Marriage Huntsville. One of the other things that she did say also was that she needed a man to bring the woman out of her. I'd like to hear what you have to say about that as well. Again, 202-319-7810. Eugene calling from Maryland. Eugene, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Eugene?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Go right ahead.
Okay. I said relationship talks are always fun, man, because the reality, bro, is that we really don't have answers. We all like to think we do, but we don't. I mean, just look at society from, like, past the present, divorce rates and all that, and struggles. The one thing I can say, though, we don't have answers, but the one thing you need in any relationship of long-term value is compatibility. Compatibility is the key. You don't get with a person and change them or have them change you. And your friends may say, why are you with him and or why are you with her? But if you are compatible with your wife or girlfriend or husband or boyfriend, then you have a shot.
Yeah, but let me stop, Eugene, let me stop you there. That's an easy out. I appreciate what you're saying, but we're not talking about compatibility. That's not what this is about. We're talking about attitudes. I mean, yeah, because Omar was talking about he and his wife are compatible. I'm not talking about compatibility. I'm talking about what this woman said. And what she said was that she needed a man to bring the woman out of her, as if to say that her being a woman was optional. That's the thing that I found eye-raising.
I think if you take it, her what she said, it still plays into what I'm saying. She needs a man that she's compatible with that can probably tolerate or bring her out to what she's looking for. I mean, that's what it comes down to, man.
Yeah, boy, you get yourself in trouble using the word tolerate. Woo! Yeah, Eugene, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I hope your wife's not listening to when you say that word tolerate. I'm going to let you slide, man. I hope she's not listening.
I'm married, and I'm telling you, from marriage, I have learned every relationship is different. And that lady may say this or she may say that, but in the end, she will adjust and she will have love with a person she's compatible with if she allows it.
Now, there's the other word, and that's the point. The adjustment from work to home. And I think that is where we're going. Eugene, thank you so much. And here's my question to you, Omar, because you were talking about the give and take between you and your beloved. Is there an adjustment between what your wife does as a teacher, as an educator, and how she relates to you? Because that's the point of this discussion. Or is she the same person at school, you know, whatever she teaches, wherever she teaches, and home?
Right. Well, if my wife needs to instruct me on something at home, she's going to be the same person. If she doesn't, then she's not going to be the same person. So it depends on what she needs and what we have to do at home. You know, like if she wants me to help her cook something and I'm not a professional cooker, now I have to pay attention to the instructions that she gives me and however way she gives them. Now, if she snaps at me, I'll say, hey, don't sass me, girl, cut that out. And then we have that companionship where she'll laugh at it or say, all right, just do what I tell you to do. And I'll do that because at the end of the day, I know she ain't beating her chest about, I told him. Nah, we don't have a relationship. She knows who I am. I know who she is. And again, that's the maturity of a relationship.
Right.
But if you got a woman that's trying to, you know, up on you, like, well, I told him, you know, that's that young girlfriend stuff where you got a, and you're going to call your girlfriend up, I told him this and that. That's that silly young people stuff. When you're in a mature, grown relationship with you and her, y'all know how to handle each other. So yeah, if she did something, I'm like, all right, she told me, and I let her slide because I love her and we've been together almost 30 years. So petty stuff like that is not going to break us. And we understand that, okay, that's just for the moment, but we in the long haul. You see what I'm talking about? So if you're dealing with some new relationship where y'all trying to beat each other's chest to see, that's that silly young people stuff, man. We've been married for a long time. We adults. So you got the way adults deal with stuff, and you got the way kids deal with stuff. And a lot of this reality show stuff is teaching everybody how to be kids.
Yeah, you make an interesting point. Speaking of which, you're going to be in D.C. real quick. Tell us about what you've got coming up real quick.
Well, I'm in Columbia, Maryland. I got this new thing called True Soul in Hip Hop. I want to go ahead and get us away from, you know, the whole sex, drugs, and violence and a lot of music. And, of course, I've been writing book for a while, but people don't know I've been writing music too. So now we got the third Sunday at Bus Boys and Poets, and we're going to be in Columbia, Maryland this 19th on Sunday, and then we're going to be in D.C. on 14th and U Street, that Bus Boys and Poets, on the 16th of January. That's the Sunday night before Martin Luther King Day. So every Sunday, third Sunday, we're going to go do D.C. or Columbia, 6 to 9 every time, 6 to 9 p.m., where I'm going to be like the Russell Simmons, letting everybody do their thing. And then I thank everybody for coming out. And we got a whole lot of talented people. We're going to have locals. And then I'm going to bring some of my Philadelphia people down on the projects I'm working with up there.
Sounds
True
good.
Soul and Hip Hop.
Is there a website that you can shout out to us real quick?
Well, you can go ahead to hotlavaentertainment.com. That's my website. And we also have a Howard University person, Tori Pearson, who's going to be highlighting that event and hosting that event. Right.
Well, let me
have
that website real quick because folks are driving. Go ahead.
Hot Lava Entertainment.
Hot Lava Entertainment. Okay.
Yeah, everything spelled correctly. Hot lava, like the lava from a volcano.
Entertainment. Okay.
Everything is, I don't have no funny spelling. Everything hot, lava, entertainment.com.
You know, you have no idea how much I appreciate that. I really do. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Heavy calling from D.C. Real quick, what's on your mind?
Real quick, man, I just want to say I agree with the last two out of the three callers.
Right.
This social media and reality show thing, man, is getting out of hand. You really got to listen to what she says, man. She says she's a woman who needs a man to bring the woman out of her. Now, you add right. that up. Think about it, man. It makes no sense at all. It makes no sense. If you take a poll of grown women and ask them women how many women need a man to bring that woman out of them, I think it won't add up.
Yeah, I agree with you. Heavy. You're heavy, brother. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the boss lady persona. Could work on the job, works in your career, but could get you fired in your relationship at home. What do you think? We're talking about it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. Don't forget to download the 96.3 HD2 app, and you can hear this broadcast live in its entirety until 8 o'clock. If you're on the phone, hang on. The Daily Drum will continue. Tiana, you're next. Stay with us.
I don't fault anybody for getting a divorce or staying together. It's you decided that this is more important to me than a marriage, and you made that decision. And we can't go back and say childish, because that, to me, that door is going to swing both ways. That says
absolutely. I own my part in all of it.
You should have had that energy when he said it the first time.
When he said what?
If this guy says, hey, I'm going to leave you if this don't happen.
He did say that.
Is that important? Oh, well, I mean, I guess I'm just throwing things out there.
Yeah, you did. You're making up stuff again.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's how I told you. You got that little...
Huh?
You're not a man, but you got that little thing on you.
I do. It's a big one.
She said it's big.
Listen, can I say this on
own?
I get big D energy.
You get little D energy.
BDE.
She's like a beta man, and I give her that.
Where's the man that can bring the woman out of me?
Ooh. Well, that's not my thing. I'm married.
Listen,
so I'm not even leaving
her. Well, there you go.
Well, there it is. Destiny Williams and Marcel Scott from the latest reunion. Latest reunion episode of Love and Marriage Huntsville. A little back and forth about Destiny's Big D energy and boss lady persona. We're asking tonight, is the boss lady persona harmful to your relationship at home? Can women turn it on and turn it off? My guests are author and motivational speaker Dr. Sharon Allison Oddie and New York Times bestselling author and journalist Omar Tyree. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, Dr. Sharon, do you think that it is hard for some women to turn it off? And what impact do you think it may have if they cannot?
I think it is hard for some women to turn it off. I mean, I'll be very transparent. It's hard for me to often turn it off because you are tasked with making decisions every day. And many women, especially single moms, I'll give a shout out to single moms and persons that have done it for themselves and felt like it's only been them. You've had to make the decisions. You've had to do everything in your life, your relationship, and you've had some heartbreak and all that. And now you go to work and you face racism and sexism at work. Then you come home and, yeah, I think it is hard, but I think it goes to maturity level. And I have to say again, professional women, boss chicks, whatever you want to call it, we all seek a soft place to land. You want, if you're in a heterosexual relationship, you want a place of trust to land and to be able to take off the heels, take off the lipstick, take off the big armor that you've had all day because you are a boss, boss chick, or you're an executive, whatever, and say, hey, I just want to be me. Let me go in here and make something. You know, I'm joking about that because all women don't have to cook, but let me just relax. Let me nurture. Let me be nurtured, and let me just be Sharon versus being Dr. Sharon or any of those things. It is hard, but it takes trust in a solid relationship, and it takes maturity. Again, I think Omar said this, it takes maturity. And then I have to hit Harold. That foolishness about me needing a man to bring out the woman in me is absolute insanity. I don't need a man to make me be who I already am, which is a woman.
Yeah,
I
agree.
That's who I am.
Let me go to the phone line, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tiana calling from Howard County. Tiana, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. How
yes,
you
go right ahead. Tiana, go ahead. Turn your radio down.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, no, I was calling and I was basically just making a comment because I wanted to say that I think people are basically putting too much thought into the comment where she said that basically she wants to be a boss woman and a man should be strong enough for her. It's really not nothing about that. It's basically to say that because she's a boss woman, that it's important for her to find a man that can be equivalent and that can be secure enough to accept her boss woman, her boss responsibilities, and her boss acts. So a lot of men are insecure when women become strong and boss women. So I think what she was more so saying is she's more so looking for a secure man that will be able to accept the strong type of woman that she presents to the table.
So
man won't be able to handle that.
Let us break that down because I think there are some complexities, Tiana, to that I won't say from a man's perspective, I won't say that you are wrong. I won't say that you're right.
And that's okay. Let us please talk about the insecurity factor. Please.
Yeah, but okay. So, let's talk about, and Omar, please jump in as well. But you know, let us assume that, and I think a lot of men would like to, if a man is successful, whatever, however he defines that, yes, he may want to have a woman who is successful. And I do believe, to Tiana's point, that you do need to be secure and know who you are as a man, if particularly in 2021, whether it be financially, educationally, spiritually, all these other kinds of things, if you are find yourself attached to a woman, partnership, marriage, whatever, when she is more successful than you are, and you have to be cool with that. And I mean so cool with that that you find that you are not intimidated, that you are not feeling insecure about that. And indeed, and help me if tell me if I'm wrong here, Tiana, that you want him to swell with pride at your success, at your resume, at your achievements, at your accomplishments.
And I mean, why not?
Right, exactly.
A surprise in their success, in their achievements. So where we are now in 2020, women have grown.
And it's 2021,
so
but go ahead.
In 2021. There you go. Sorry about that.
That's all right. You know, it's a good pandemic. You know, it's slowing this all down. Go right ahead.
We all been in the house.
Right.
So, yeah. So because women are so successful in 2021 now, this has always become a topic. So but you have to fail to realize that when women weren't successful, we were abused, used. And we had to deal with whatever the man did. So if he wanted to come home and pay all the bills and go out and be with his sugar and go be with his other little honeys and his child chicks, we had to accept that.
Well, suffice it to say, that has nothing to do with it. Your success has nothing to do with that. I mean,
right, but we're not in the world where we have to accept that anymore.
Okay.
So because of that, now insecurities pop up, and some men would like to make an excuse of what the real issues are.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Sharon, and I'll ask you because I think now here's the rub.
I think it's one thing for that, for you to be proud of that and to thump your chest to say, yeah, my woman is the end all be all that and a whole crate of chips.
But because we would do it if it were our man, we would do it.
Right. And that's where I think you're right. I think the problem comes when she brings that home and then she sits that on his head and she uses that as a foil, Dr. Sharon.
No, I think it is wonderful that we have achieved so much and we're professionals and all of that. Again, after all this stuff, resume, I'll put my resume down and whatever. But guess what? I need to leave that resume in the car or in my office when I come into the sanctity of my home or the sanctity of my relationship, because it has nothing to do with who I am. Dr. Sharon versus Sharon in the confines of a relationship, I still need to be the biggest cheerleader for my man. And he needs to also, again, to what the caller is saying, be my biggest cheerleader. And so when we talk about the insecurities, and I talk about this all over about women, and I do call out women on this, us on this, and I am a successful professional woman. But guess what? I am a woman. The other part is some women use our professionalism and achievements as an excuse for why we are not dating and not in a relationship, when in actuality, you're not dating, you're not married, you're not in a relationship because you're mean, you're not kind, you're not attractive to a man. And we call that insecurity. No, they just don't like you. So let's just make sure that we don't say all men are insecure. I agree with the most of what you're saying 100%, and I don't think we're very much off, but I have to give a shout-out to women, and I know it, and colleagues, fellow physicians, all that. Oh, men can't take me. No, you're mean. Why would you date you? That's what I ask audiences all over the country. Would you date you? Are you attractive to you? Are you attractive you emotionally? All of that. And you don't date a degree. Nobody MD. They date Sharon.
Yeah. Omar, your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I've been listening, man. It's been great talk, but we're talking about social skills. You know, when I was a student at Howard, you know, and I'm watching women who brag about what they have and what they're doing, then I look at that and say, look, you don't have to brag about what you have. We're on a date. I just want to talk about whatever we're talking about. You don't have to brag. And so when you get some women that, like I said earlier, that want to beat their chest, I did this and I did that, I'm not running around talking about I did this. That's not part of our conversation when we're watching a movie, when we're having dinner with you, when we're talking about kids and family, you know. And so women that do that, they have to understand, look, you think your job makes you who you are, and that means you already came into this thing with insecurities because you're not comfortable with you. So now you're trying to use all the stuff that you've done to create, like, I'm valuable because I have this, that, and this. Look, calm down with all that, right? You are valuable because you're alive, and you create value by the great things that you are and the person that you are. And so now when people have that, all that extra stuff, I do this and I do that, then it becomes one of the things where they say, what's more important, the chicken or the egg? I love that one because, you know, the chicken is always there before the egg. But if you got a layer egg and you got a golden egg and now you're putting that egg up, I'm like, well, what's wrong with the chicken? And so we end up with that all the time where people have insecurities already, and then they try to go out and get a job and get a car and get a house and get a new fur coat, and that sort of, you know, increase their, confidence and everything else, and it doesn't. And so every time I hear a woman bragging about what she has in it, I say, yeah, she lacks her own personal confidence, so now she's using them societal things to give her an upmanship. That's a problem with the women. That ain't got nothing to do with
and
the relationship.
Men. No, that woman and has men. A problem. And men. No, the man.
Men too.
Wants to throw
any
his
man,
degree,
any man,
throw
any
his
man,
car. That's right.
Any man that runs around talking that I did this, I did, immediately I say, yeah, he don't know how to talk to a woman. Right? Yeah. So he gonna use all his money, and we know that. Guys that use their money, use their car, use all that to get the woman, and then another dude come in like, I ain't have to do all that. I just had a great conversation with her. tight. And so, again, it's exactly. That. You're right. It's the same thing with men and women. But we talking about women right now, so that's why I didn't talk about men. But, yeah, I'm not going to do that with a woman. I'm going to talk about reckless social things, not all the things I achieve, like I need to do that with this woman. So, yeah, it's a problem for both sides of it. But that's what we're dealing with right now, women that feel that I have to tell him all this stuff to increase my value. They have an issue with their confidence.
Yeah, Tiana, thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Marcus calling from D.C. Sir. Thanks for calling, Marcus. What's on your mind?
Man, let me tell you, this is a conversation for bean bags and some wine, because I could go on all day. I'm getting
I'm going to give you 30 seconds.
Hey, okay, so here we go. Let's first of all, that comment that she made, I think it's a mindset. First of all, if you need a man to bring out the woman in you, what are you when that man is not there? That's first. Second, that's the same thing with a man. I'm a man 24/7. I don't need a woman to bring the man out in me because I am a man. I'm going to always be a man. That's first. Second, I just want to we put too much emphasis, I think, on what somebody else should be bringing out in us. I believe that you should be who you are, and we should know how to keep work at work and keep home at home. I'm going to be a man. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what your career is or anything else. I am going to be a man to you at home regardless, and I expect you to be a woman to me. Your boss status and everything else at work, that don't apply here. And we have to keep things in perspective.
Okay. Marcus, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I do want to go back to something that Omar was just talking about, and I think this is such an important point, and this dovetails into what Tiana was also talking about. And I've said this, Sharon and I, we talk about this, all the time, that, and I'm going to steal your phrase, Sharon, so don't beat me over the head about this, but, and this is Sharon's preach, I know it, when it comes to women in relationships, particularly not marital relationships, but dating relationships, Sharon always says, what do you lead with? And when by that, when you're meeting someone and the like, do you lead with, in her case, I'm a doctor, or do you lead with, I'm a good person, I'm a kind person, this is the person that I am, not what I do. And Omar, DC is notorious for that. What do you do before I even know your name? Yeah, we know that. But I would say that, yes, your accomplishments, your degrees, your achievements, and all of those things, yes, I do understand the importance of those things. But I also believe in my heart, and I've said this for years and years and years and years, and particularly for someone such as yourself who has been married for decades, none of that matters when you talk about foundationally, when you were sitting in those quiet moments with your wife. It doesn't matter. What matters is how she treats you, how she talks to you, whether it is a serious moment, whether it is a silly moment, or anything in between, that the thing that truly matters is how she relates to you. And the boss lady persona does not apply. Omar, your thoughts about that?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's what it is. So, that's what we're talking about with the show. But again, whenever we have conversations about, shows and stuff like that, you understand they're trying to create ratings.
But I disagree with that. And this is why. Because I think that what she said is a reflection of the kinds of conversations that this boss lady thing didn't just happen this week. This has been a trend that has been part of the development of an entrepreneurial mindset. And I'm a man of a certain age.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Question. Would you consider Beyonce to be a boss lady?
Yes, I would.
Does she seem like she's a boss lady with Jay-Z?
No.
Okay. So you got to understand that that boss lady thing, I said my mother, I started off with this. My mother was a boss lady, but she chose a dude who understood how to be soft, but he didn't have to be hard. He was 6'4", 220-something, and he was a Westfield hardcore dude. And so she already chose a dude that she could be in competitions with, where she don't have to compete and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you're going to choose the kind of person who allows you to be you. So on a television show like that, unless they're a new couple or something, you already know who you're dealing with. And there's plenty of boss women that's a boss at the job, and then they adjust when they get home.
But we're explaining that,
but that's old news.
No, I agree with that. But I would also say that there is a significant amount of men who complain that that switch does not turn off.
Oh yeah,
and that's my point.
They also anticipate it. No, but Harold, they also men often. You know, I often will not give my real name when I first meet someone. I will use my middle name. Sorry if you're out there. But I'll use my middle name. And I don't lead with, I'm a doctor, I've won these awards, I'm a best-selling whatever. No. Because, again, in that relationship, it is relationship. And this is also how women get played. Because you want to lead with that. Let's just be real. You want to lead with all that. I got all this. You want to see my car, all this. Okay. You also can be the target for someone looking at it. I think someone said earlier, your insecurity. If I've got to lead with my degrees and my resume, I am insecure as a woman, and I'll stand by that any day of the week, a relationship situation, because that does not make me. What makes me is a little girl from a small town in North Carolina, the values I have, how I love being a woman, how I like being treated as a woman in my mind, and what I've set up for me. So what do you lead with? Because at the end of the day, and I'll say this again, I'll put the doctor hat back on. When I get sick, you get sick on your deathbed, your degree, your title means nothing. Will you hold my hand, get me some water, nurture me, and take care of me? That's for both men and women. And that's what we should be looking for in a relationship. You boss that IV. You boss that feeding tube. That's what you boss up when you're talking about your mate. And I believe that's the key to a successful relationship.
And I think the point that I was making, Omar, was that in a lot of cases, it doesn't matter what age, but when I was in school, you went to Howard, I went to Morgan, but you know, a lot of the things that they taught us were go to school, get your degree, get a job. I think that the attitude now, nothing wrong with it, that they want young people now to be entrepreneurs, to create and to be their own bosses. And I think that is a wonderful thing, particularly for Black people.
But what happens is sometimes
that being engrossed in that creative boss mentality will sometimes translate into the relationship when there should be an on-off switch. There should be a fomenting of an understanding that this person who is now in front of me is not the job that I just left for the day. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I want to deal with this whole complaints from men that we're talking about, men complaining all the time. I've been saying this for years. If you are a brother who is afraid or complaining about a so-called dominant woman, I'm looking at that brother and say, well, what's wrong with you, dude, where your personality and your conversation doesn't put you in a position of comfort? And so what happens now, the reality is more women are getting education. More women are getting degrees, more women are getting skills, and then you end up in a Martin situation where you're always trying to bring Gina down because she got all this extra stuff that you don't want. Well, that's your problem, right? So if I'm in dating a woman that got a master's degree, and I'm still intelligent enough to have conversations with her where I don't care what the, and if she got some extra stuff, I'm cool enough to learn from it. Hey, what you learning that? Oh, that's interesting. Because I'm man enough to accept that, because I know that I have information that she doesn't have. So I'm never right. going to feel insecure or complain about women having X, Y, and Z. Whenever I hear that from brothers, I look at them and say, yo, brother, man up. And get your game right, get your mind right, mm-hmm. because that sounds weak to me. And a whole lot of brothers are weak because they feel insecure about not having right. what they need to have in their life. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm just talking about confidence.
Information and education, yes.
Careers, yeah, when you don't have to have certain careers you haven't done, they feel a certain guilt about that. But that ain't her fault. That's you not doing what you're supposed to do. You see what I'm talking about? So we got to get some brothers past that and say, look, brother, well, you need to go back to school if you feel that way. You need to get a better job if you feel that way, because that's now a problem that you have that you're trying to pitch off on a sister.
Yeah, I do remember many, many, many years ago having that same conversation with a neighbor whose wife got a promotion, and she got a $20,000 raise, and he came to me because he had been the breadwinner. And now she was making more money than he was, and he was really upset. And I looked at him as if he had three heads, because I would say, what are you complaining about? You know, that's $20,000 coming into the household. But he felt that it was changing the power dynamic. And I told him that it wouldn't. I was wrong, because they're no longer married. That's another story. But anyway,
you're talking about the maturity of the woman.
It was his issue.
She get $20,000 more, and all of a sudden she start saying extra stuff. And, well, I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to pay again. If that's the kind of woman he's dealing with. But if she's like, hey, baby, I got $20,000 there, we can do more of this and that and this, and it's cool.
Right.
But again, that depends on the kind of woman he has.
Yeah, and it also depended on him, too. But go ahead, Dr. Sharon.
You cannot beat anybody over the head with how much money and all that. And I am notorious for saying this. People have challenged me on this before. I'm sorry. Yes, I got a couple of degrees, including an MD, a couple of whatever. So what? At the end of the day, that is my education. That is not my intelligence, my sisters. And guess what? Plumbers often make more per hour than a doctor. Okay? So let's not get into intelligence, because you can be a high school graduate and be intelligent, go to trade school and be very intelligent. And you can be, and I'll give a shout out to my colleagues, a neurosurgeon and be a pure tea fool. All right? So let's just make sure that we don't get all this classism together, because I also challenge boss chicks, boss women, to date people that want them, not their degrees, and not to have these artificial, he's got to be at my level educationally. He's got to. And the other part, I learned this the hard way. You can date somebody that you make much more money with than, and you spend more money, so they're much richer than you'll ever be, because you make $10, you spend $11. They make $10, they spend 50 cents. So let's just get, shout out to my sisters, because that's what I do a lot. Let's not get caught up in that, because we're talking a lot about education and boss chick versus not. No, you want a good man that wants you to take care of you, the soul of you. And yes, you get $20,000 extra dollars. Yes, wonderful. That's more money in the pot for us to do what we want to do as a couple.
Let me, in these final minutes, I wanted to ask you this, Omar, when you talk about dominant, you know, personalities, and this is not about what someone else has or the resume, but I'm talking about tone.
Mm-hmm.
Because often what men may complain about with women is not what they have, but how women may speak to them. And that goes back to the whole big D energy. But do men also have a responsibility in how they address women, no matter how they deal with the pressures of the job, their, you know, the boss man persona? But when they come home, do they have to also turn off, turn down?
Definitely. That was a comment made earlier that women don't have to stand for X, Y, and Z anymore because they make their own money and do their own thing. And again, I'm going to come back to my mother was a boss lady. She was the oldest of 8 children in the bottom of West Philadelphia, a very rough neighborhood. She graduated from Temple University with a degree in pharmacy. She bought her first house at age 26. So I grew up with a boss lady, and I still saw how she treated men, but she did like dominant men. My father, my biological father was a dominant man. Then I ended up with a stepfather who was a dominant man, but they both understood how to treat her. You see what I'm talking about? And so at the end of the day, I was always around. In fact, all my aunts are boss women, every last one of them. So I'm from Philadelphia. That's another boss woman city. You talk about D.C., Philadelphia is another one of the cities. And so I'm used to it. So that whole complaining about the woman, I'm like, man, I'm from Philadelphia, dude. All the women like that in D.C., that's why I get along with my wife. We used to that. You know what I mean? So it's guys that they're not used to that, or they want a woman that they can dominate all that. That's corny to me, man. Yeah. I'm like, I want a woman that can stand her own ground, because when I'm not there and she got to represent the Tyree household, I want her to be able to do that. I got to wait for my husband to get home. I don't want that. My mom wasn't like that, dude. I saw my mom handle business when she needs to, and that's the kind of woman I want. But if that kind of woman scares you, then that's you. You got a different kind of woman that you need. I need the kind of woman that I need. So we all do have preferences on what we like.
Well, as my
woman, you got to deal with her.
Well, Omar, as my frat brothers from Philadelphia say, what up, Ot? So, Omar Tyree, Dr. Sharon Allison Adi, thank you so much for this spirited and muscular conversation. I really appreciate it. And who knows? I may come out to this Hot Lava Entertainment event. I want to see what you're working with, man.
You can also look at Bus Boys Poets have a website, and you can also look at Eventbrite.
Okay.
So that's True Soul and Hip Hop by Omar Tyree. Russell Simmons had Def Jam.
I got to go. It's 8 o'clock. We'll do that. That is the Daily Drum for this Tuesday, December 14th. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.